This weekend, there's a remarkable event in Detroit, the Sudanese Music and Dance Festival. At a time of genocide in Darfur and other conflicts in Sudan's south, east, and north, the festival brings together musicians from across the African nation to perform on one stage. It's a sharp contrast from real life, the very picture of Sudanese harmony and unity. The festival debuted in Chicago last week. Banning Air was there, and he has this report.
33 musicians took the stage at Chicago's majestic Millennium Park. They formed an orchestra of brass, strings, percussion, guitars, and keyboards, who together backed 8 singers from different regions. In all, it was a pageant of the Sudan that could be. There was Ali Al-Sagaid representing the country's dominant orchestral pop tradition. Omar Issas delivered driving rhythms and passionate melodies from his home region, Darfur. Two sisters from the 1970s supergroup Al Balabal, the Nightingales, brought in the flavor of Sudan's Nubian north. Sudan is Africa's largest country, home to some 300 ethnic groups and practitioners of Islam, Christianity, and animist religions. It achieved independence in 1956, but after a long history of divide and rule politics by Egyptian, Turkish, British, and Sudanese leaders, Sudan is still struggling to become a nation. That struggle was on display in Chicago. The Sudanese community there includes many so-called lost boys, refugees from the Civil War in the South. Some of them wondered why the South was not more strongly represented in the concert program. There was one Southern singer, a young man who goes by the name Dynamic.
Our southern part of Sudan, I think our music is more like the underground music in America. There are a lot of musicians, but it's the opportunities. They don't have the ability to say, you know what, I have a song in mind. Let me get in my car and go to the studio and lay it down.
With an overtly political reggae song called Inner City War, Dynamic was something of a fish out of water rehearsing with musicians from Khartoum's musical elite. But the artists were determined to overcome cultural, stylistic, and historic divisions. Here's Hadja Talsum from Al Balabal.
Everywhere there is a problem. It's not only West, it's not only South. In the North as well, people are also dying. So if everybody is talking about his problem particularly, then who's going to represent the whole country? It's us.
As the concert neared, there were issues, funding shortages, late arrivals that disrupted the tight rehearsal schedule, visa complications that stranded musicians in Khartoum and Cairo, and most dangerous of all, a false rumor that the largely hated Sudanese regime was behind the festival. Veteran Sudanese producer and orchestra director Yusuf El-Mosli responded.
I told them, how come Lost Boys gonna do something with Sudanese government? How come city of Chicago can deal with Sudanese government? Impossible.
As the concert began, the elegant music of Sudan swept over Millennium Park, where a crowd was gathering despite iffy weather. Later on, a fierce Chicago thunderstorm struck, forcing the most determined fans, including many Sudanese, to the sheltered zone close to the stage, where they shouted and waved, creating the atmosphere of a street party. Omar Issas represented Darfur with mighty voice and soaring spirit, and Al Balabal, the last to sing, showed why they were once called the Supremes of Sudan. The big surprise for musical director El-Mosli turned out to be that young Southern singer, Dynamic.
Dynamic is brave because he know the voice is the most important part of the game. So he played with his voice, he plays with communicating with the audience. I loved him very much.
In the concert's moving finale, artists, organizers, and lost boys sang and danced together before a sea of waving arms. And for one beautiful moment, Sudan became a nation. For NPR News, I'm Banning Air.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.